Hello and welcome everyone to a mystical journey to the Sacred Sites Global Summit, where we will journey to beautiful sacred sites with healers, shamans, scientists, doctors, wisdom keepers, and coaches to gain wisdom and healing to self, the collective, and our divine Mother Earth. During the course of this event, you will learn that a sacred site is not only an external space or structure, but also our own body. You may have heard of the term, your body is a temple. Therefore, we will also journey inwards to access our internal sacred sites, for example, our sacred heart. You will hear experts talk about their own healing journeys and the work they're doing to raise awareness and consciousness of individuals, the collective, as well as raising the vibrations of our great spiritual mother, Gaia, to create more joy, peace, and abundance for all sentient beings on our beautiful and divine planet, our home. I'm your host and the creator of this event, Ami Sohi. And before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jocelyn Starfeather for her tremendous mentorship and guidance during the creation of this summit, without whom I would not be able to present today. I'm also very grateful to all my family and friends for their unconditional love and support throughout my journey. And last but not least, I'm very grateful to all of you for taking the time and having the courage to be here today. So thank you. Without further ado, I'm very excited and thrilled to present Daryl D'Souza. Daryl went through 14 years of sickness and suffering that almost ended his life in 2004. His radical reversal from that state to a state of complete well-being within just 1 year of using integrated natural therapies is a story that has inspired millions across the globe to lead healthier lives. His resultant book, Become Healthy or Extinct, on curing chronic illnesses with integrated natural therapies, finds readership in close to 200 countries. Daryl devised several disease reversal programs that he does through workshops all across India. He was the secretary of the World United Doctors and Healers Association for 5 years. He also created other platforms for doctors, healers, and therapists to work together and has curated and convened 9 mind, body, and spirit healing conferences so far. Daryl is also an industrial engineer, organic farmer, an environmentalist, a TEDx speaker, an ambassador of Vegan Nation, founder of Integrative Medicine and Health Committee of India, founder of Earth Keepers Connect, convener of the New Earth Summit, and a speaker at the World Parliament on Spirituality. Wow, Daryl, that is an amazing background. And thank you for being here. And thank you for all that you're doing for our divine planet, you know, across the globe. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Ami, and welcome to all of your audience. I'm really thankful, grateful to be speaking on this wonderful platform and look forward to sharing, you know, my journey, things that I've learned and what I would like to share with everyone.
Yeah. And your topic today is a journey towards wellness and greater service. So Daryl, you started off as an engineer, right? So how did you get into the domain of wellness? Can you share that with us?
Yes, Ami, you know, it started when I was in the middle of engineering. I was out of my home city at that time. Home city was Mumbai in India. And I was doing my industrial engineering in Pune. And I was in my third year. Yes, my third year of engineering. And that was 1990. Sorry, the second year of engineering. 1990. And, you know, full of life. I was a biker, break dancer, all of that. And after, you know, some experiments of, you know, sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag that, you know, is meant for when you go for 1-3 day trek in the forest. I was, instead of sleeping on a proper bed and a mattress, I was trying some experiments and I was sleeping on the floor in a small, mat, straw mat that you get in India, which is called chatai. And on top of that, I put the sleeping bag, used to zip myself up, and, be completely covered with just my nose, open, because the head would also zip like a triangle. And it happened to be in one of the colder winters in Pune, where the temperature went down to 6 degrees. In Pune, it normally doesn't go down to 6 degrees. It was normally like 9 or 8. And I did that for about 3-4 months of winter. And I didn't realize that, the chill from the earth got into my bones and, my entire body. And I landed up with very, severe pneumonia, coughing blood, not able to breathe. And the doctor had to be called home with an emergency at 10 o'clock at night. And he just told my mom that, this child is not going to see, the next morning. I have to do something. And he went back to, he had a hospital. He went back. I think he brought some steroids, some huge injections, pumped my butt with them. And I couldn't sleep on my side for 2 days. But I think that's what saved my life. And then, of course, I think it was 20 days of medication for pneumonia, allopathy. And so I came out of it. So what I didn't realize at that time was, that was the first time in my life that my immunity broke down, And then after that, life was going on. I completed my engineering. And after the first year of engineering, about 6 of us from our college, we came down to Goa on bikes. Motorbikes, and I got them to my ancestral home here. And one of the days I took them into the forest, and there was a natural spring there. Now, as a child, my family used to come down every summer vacation from Mumbai to our ancestral home in Goa. And it was, always in the summer. And we used to go to the spring and drink the, mineral water. Very well done up spring with a lot of laterite. You can see the small spring fishes inside it. It overflows and then you can have a bath or drink the water. And the overflow from that also goes to a bigger tank where you will see, small fish and frogs and small water snakes. And then it goes down the mountain. So I had those beautiful memories, every summer vacation and of drinking this water and even carrying it to Mumbai. When we would go back to Mumbai, a day before that, we used to go to the spring and, carry big bottles and carry it to Mumbai. So I had this, you can call it conditioning or memories or habit, family habit. But when I came down with my friends, you see, it was not summertime. It was the rainy season. And I took them into the jungle. There was a lot of overgrowth. I took them to the spring. And I said, here's the amazing mineral water. And, 6 of us, none of them touched it. Okay. 5 of them, none of them touched it. They said, this is ridiculous. You can't just bring us into the forest and tell us to drink, free flowing water. So, well, to prove a point and all, I said, it's amazing. So I filled, 2 bottles of it. And I started drinking that water for a couple of days. And by the 3rd day, I got fever and loose motions. So, then I realized I began to think about something. And of course, fever and loose motion. So I went to the doctor, again, some allopathy, pills. And in a few days, it went on, it got controlled. But what I didn't realize what happened was in the rainy season, you see, it was a big black rock and like, a cave inside it. And from there, the water used to come out. Very, very beautiful sight. And but in the rainy season, the water from the mountain also used to, fall from the rock and other places, other corners and come down there. And that place had, foxes, wild boar and different types of snakes, pythons, rats, raccoons and whatever you have in a forest, you see. So obviously the water mixed with their urine and feces and all and came into this. It got contaminated. And I was then diagnosed for amoebiasis. You see, small amoebas in the intestine, in my small intestine, that started creating this problem. And as an engineer, then I used to be working mainly on site, on various project sites across India, where I would have to drink sometimes tap water I would have to eat at the small, food places called dhabas, where the food is very spicy in north of India. You see a lot of chilies and pepper and all of that stuff. My gut kept getting inflamed, you see, and this condition became chronic. So I, every 2 3 months I would have, lose motions, and in a few years there would be, anal fissures. So I had blood in my stools, and then the allopathy went on. So after almost trying allopathy for 2 3 years, I said, well, this is not working. And then I shifted to Ayurveda and saw some Ayurvedic experts of the country, 2 3 of them, and helped a little, but still my condition, was not really getting better. In fact, it was getting worse. And after about 3 years, then I switched to homeopathy. I did homeopathy for 2.5 years, and when that also didn't help, well, then I went to healers, pranic healing, Reiki, different types of people who I heard, they had cured people of amazing, really serious problems. And even that did not work for me. So my digestive disorders from amoebiasis, infection in the small intestine, it went to my colon, and I was diagnosed as a amoebic colitis, like a, colitis patient. And that's the worst, that's the most scary statement I heard from my homeopathic doctor. Once colitis, forever colitis. You'll never get rid of it. You will live with it, and it may not kill you, or, in the long term, but, it'll reduce your life and make you miserable. So then with the healers also, finally, when it was not working, a couple of senior healers told me, nobody can heal you. You have to heal yourself. It's something deep about karma. So then I got initiated in Reiki in the year 2000. And I used to do Reiki on myself, the different hand positions, before going to work, 1 hour, 20 minutes. And then when I came back from work, 1 hour, 20 minutes with the bell music and all of that. And doing it was a nice experience. And I believed in all of, these techniques. But still my condition was getting worse. And then, skin allergies also started happening all over my body. And then after that, when there was no other recourse, I started praying a lot and going to, making special visits to the church, or novenas, what we call in the Roman Catholic system. And even that failed. And at one point of time, I was so fed up, I was even cursing God. Well, my condition got worse till the time that I could not even wear, I could not wear clothes all the time because of my allergies. I used to take allergy suppressants, which were allopathic drugs. And because of those allopathic drugs, I would they would make me very drowsy and sleepy. So the medication that I would take, after my dinner time at 10 o'clock at night, I would not be able to wake up in the morning without an alarm. And after that, going to work at 9 o'clock, showing up there, would still feel sleepy, dozing on my desk till 10 o'clock or something. And then the second dose I had to take after I had my lunch. So that means, 4 5 p.m. onwards, again, I would be very sleepy. So I had to kind of, I was not able to, work properly. And I then had to leave work and stay at home. And this was September, October, November of 2004. And even when I would eat food, my mouth and my gums would be itching and burning very badly. I could not wear footwear. In fact, I could not even sit on a normal chair because everything on my thighs would be itching. And so the only thing, I used to sit in Bermuda shorts and on my bed, 8 inch Dunlop mattress, which is soft. That was something that gave me comfort. And then I slowly came to a point where I said, I really don't want this life. I've seen 14 years of it, from 1990 to 2004. Nothing in the world has worked, not even miraculous healers, not even prayers and all of modern medicine. And at that time I also had, fungal growth in my intestines. So very, damaged digestive tract. In fact, in 1998, when I was 28 years old, I had first degree piles. It was 2000, I had second degree piles. And when I was 32, that is, 2002, I had third degree piles. And I had to become, operated for those piles. So what you're looking at is a 32-year-old man who's got a body of 60 plus, especially the digestive system. And so that was my state. And I even thought of, ending my life in a very logical way. I said, no, what's the best way to end this life? Because nothing's working here. So at that point of time, I was at home and my neighbor saw me and he told me that, I've seen you many days at home, but you don't even come down to the building or talk to us or mix with us. And then I met with him and I said, yeah, I'm very sick. And told him about it. And he said, there's a retired, just about 15 minutes walk from my home that was in Mumbai, Bandra West. He said, you can go to this gentleman's place. He's a retired textile engineer. He's not a doctor, but he's a retired textile engineer, but he does something in naturopathy and acupressure and all of that. Why don't you go and see him? And, I had nothing to lose. So I just went and met him and told him about, all the treatments that I had for the last 14 years and what all did not work. I was treated by the head of the Dermatologist Association of India, the top guy in skin in the country. So I used to land up with such people. And I said, there's no hope. But he told me that, yes, you're a very complicated case. And I don't know, exactly what all is wrong with you. But I can tell you one thing. If you follow what I teach you, you will get cured no matter what it is. Okay, all of these symptoms that you're giving me, you'll get cured. So I was shocked to hear that. And just because he was much older, he was at that time, 68 years, he had retired. Just out of respect, I said, okay, I put a straight face and said, well, tell me what to do, I'll do it. So he spent another hour teaching me acupressure, how to press points in different parts of your body, checking my kidney and saying, well, your kidney's got toxicity. Your liver is also toxic from certain internal things. And so after the diagnosis, he taught me acupressure, gave me some list of herbs to have, which were naturally available in our grocery stores. You see, like neem powder, tulsi, bale, tea leaves, black tea leaves, or turmeric, things like that. So, I took the program, I went home and started doing it. And I was shocked, in fact, on the fourth day, when my body was not itching so much, and I didn't take that night medication. And I thought next morning, I said, did I actually take it? Was I sleepy or something? I went and counted my tabs and I said, no, I didn't take it. Yeah. And so then on the fifth day, sixth day, on the seventh day, I did not feel itchy in the morning as well. So I didn't take the morning dose and I did not take the evening dose. And so after a week, I realized that, oh my God, something's working. You see? Just give me a second.
Yeah, sure.
So at that time, at that week, I had left work actually by then. And so then I realized something's happening and I went back to my office and said, can I have this job back, please? I'm getting well. So they said, okay, you can have it. So I started doing this treatment. It was acupressure session in the morning, once in the morning for about half an hour, once in the evening for half an hour, and having these herbs, 2-3 times in the day. And so within 6 months, my allergies reversed completely. So that was May of 2000, April, May of 2005. And I've never had any medication since then for any of the, any allergy. So, so I was really shocked and amazed that, it was a combination of acupressure and, these herbal treatments. And then I decided to learn the system from him because I said, there'll be so many people in the world who are so badly sick And, you know, this is an amazing system. So I went to him and started learning, you know, the system from him. And it was a system called, you know, Health in Your Hands. There's a volume one and volume two book by Dr. Devendra Vohra. And this, my mentor, Ashwin Dalal, he had learned directly under Dr. Devendra Vohra. In fact, in Mumbai, he was the head of the health camps at Asha Parikh Hospital, where they used to have hundreds of, you know, patients come in and a whole panel of seven, eight of such alternative therapies who had, you know, therapists who had learned the system under Dr. Devendra Vohra. So, yeah, so then I used to go for 3 hour classes, and for about 6 months, I studied under him the volume one and volume two of the book, you know, every page, every word, you know. Volume two was about blood cancer and, you know, leprosy and, you know, muscular dystrophy and all of that, serious illnesses. Volume one was about chronic illnesses. So then I started, you know, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I started treating my friends and family, you know, people in the building. And that's how I started my practice in mid of 2005. And I could see amazing results for most of the chronic illnesses, you know, high BP, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, body aches and pains, acidity, in the, you know, hormonal imbalance also. So I would see good results. And then I realized that over a few years, you know, over 2 years, up till 2007, that as long as people would do these treatments, right, they would be, they would reverse the illnesses. And when they said that, okay, now everything seems to be gone, and what do we do now? I said, well, you stop the detox and stop the acupressure, you know, you're cured. But some of them would come back with a little bit of the symptoms coming back, you know, after 4 or 5 months. And that's when I realized that something is bringing back these illnesses. You know, how is it possible that somebody is cured and now, you know, they have to come back again? So then I realized it was something about the food, you see. And I started researching more about diet, nutrition, and about, you know, healthy diet, and doing a lot of experiments myself as well. And, you know, applying some of those things on the patients that I was treating. And that's when I realized that the wrong kind of foods can make you really sick. And, you know, so you need to stop eating those foods, and for a healing process, maybe bring in some more healing foods or herbs to reverse the damage to your liver, your digestive system, your kidneys, you know, your colon, all of that. And so then when I started using diet and nutrition as well, and I made it an integrated protocol, you see, that's when people stopped coming back again. You know, they got completely cured. And I had these two leaflets. One was about the acupressure system, and one was a leaflet about good and bad habits and the dietary system. And so by then it was 2010. So I had done, you know, 5 years of this practice. And so mind you, you know, I was treating some of the sickest people, because the people who would come to me were people who, you know, allopathy had failed for them. Allopathy, Ayurveda, homeopathy, you know, all the system, they would try everything, and when nothing would work, somewhere, somehow they would hear my story that this guy was in such a sick state, you know, he was dying, and, you know, he kind of came back, and now he's healing people. So I would get very, very tough cases. And so I learned a lot in those 5 years. And that's in 2010-11, that's when I decided to write my book, Become Healthy or Extinct. And I called it a book on integrative natural medicine and therapies to reverse chronic illnesses. So after the book, you know, I started getting great reviews, and people were, you know, saying it's an amazing self-help book. And that gave me the confidence to then start, you know, doing this professionally. And in 2010, I left my, you know, home in Mumbai. I came to Goa, and across 2011, I wrote the book, and I started doing, you know, public workshops in different cities in India, mainly the 10, 12 metro cities like, you know, Delhi, Mumbai, Pune, Goa, Chennai, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Calcutta, all of that. And So that's how, you know, my journey started expanding. I started meeting a lot of doctors, healers, therapists who also would come for the workshop besides patients. So then somewhere in 2015, because I used to talk a lot about diet and organic food, eating local, seasonal, organic and all of that. And that's when, you know, even people in Goa said, you know, yes, we talk of healthy food, but where is it? Do you know our local farmers also, they put urea, you know, the chemical urea in the soil. So that's when I said, okay, I need to set an example as well. So I became an organic farmer. I did my first, you know, paddy field in 2015 here in Goa with a friend. Then I started growing fruits and vegetables around my house. I have some amount of area. And over the next, you know, 3-4 years and over about quarter acre of land, I have been doing about 55 fruits and vegetables. So then I also, you know, was doing Goa's first organic market called the Earthkeepers Market in 2015. And it was not only about, you know, healthy food. It was also about natural body products, natural home products for cleaning and all of that, you know, and water purification systems and how to clean your soil and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I continued with doing my workshops and all of that. But then as you work with the soil, then you can come to understand the soil condition and, you know, what you need to do with the water and how, you know, your plants are not getting enough of proper sunlight because of the blocking of, you know, sunlight due to pollution and particles and all of that. So that's when I got a little bit involved in the environmental aspect also of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so by 2017, you know, 2013 onwards, I was the secretary of the World United Doctors Healers Association, where we used to do the continued medico-spiritual education conferences in different cities in India. Actually, the first happened in this in Hyderabad. And then in a couple of them in Goa, then the last one in Pune. And that was in 2017. And that's when I left the organization. And, you know, I started my own platform called Earthkeepers Connect. Of course, the people who were associated with me, you know, they were the same people who had started off with me in different cities. You know, we were making small teams, same group of people since 2012. And an important thing is that, you know, in with the doctors and healers movement, it was wellness of mind, body, spirit, you see. And I had some deep thinking in between. And in 2019, when we did the first summit, that is the New Earth Summit, India's first integrative summit on solutions to our problems in health, food, farming and environment. And the recording is there on our website. As the convener, when I opened that session, I very boldly said that, you know, I'll never do a mind, body, spirit healing conference again in my life, because that is never going to heal humanity completely. Because each one of us daily depends, you know, we daily feed off the air in our environment, you know, the sunlight, the five elements, you see, they are the ones that support us every day. So the earth, you know, how organic and natural is it? You know, what has been done to it? GMO and, you know, chemical pesticides and herbicides and all of that. So unless we heal the soil, you know, this water also that we get in the cities, which is municipality water, it's treated with chlorine. And all the, you know, microbiome, there are no living bacteria, which are the, you know, source for even the microbiome in the soil and the plants. You know, so that's dead. You know, only human beings are drinking that water, whereas all other species are drinking natural water, you know, and they have a healthy daily, they get their microbiome feed through the water. So our water is, you know, not real water anymore. Then the fire element is the blocking and cutting out of sunlight and the air pollution. And then, you know, the, of course, air element and the purity of air and the space element is about, you know, what we are doing in the cities. For example, too many electronic gadgets, too much of EMF or, you know, electromagnetic fields with all of this, and it's getting worse day by day. Now with 5G also, with the towers are coming much more closer and everybody's having Wi-Fi in the house, Bluetooth. Now, the average person may just think, okay, this is something modern and all of that. But any healer who's worked deeply with the human body and at least knows the Indian chakra system, and if you've trained your eyes to see energy and those energies coming out of the body, then you know that the human body is electromagnetic and it's got an amazing field around it. And with all of this EMF, you're doing so much of damage to the human body. So that's what I said, that unless we heal all these five elements, and negate all their damage or use more organic systems, replace them with organic systems, we will never be healed as a society or a species on this planet. And that was the reason for the New Earth Summit, because I said a new Earth that, has cured all of this and, with a completely new natural systems. The Industrial Revolution and all, it may have made, a lot of money for some people and organizations. It may have expressed a lot of creativity of scientists and, engineers and all of that. But, it's from that, that's the reason I left my industrial engineering too, because I could see the bottom line. So much of science and tech and all, what has it landed us up with? So much of sickness, inorganic sciences, the entire destruction of our environment. And so I think we've overdone it, and we need to come back to a more natural and organic way. And that's what we have been showcasing since the last 5 years at the New Earth Summit. We only bring, experts who have already done and implemented the solutions, and we have the results. We bring those people to the summit. So every year it has been 10 topics on wellness of mind, body, spirit. Then 10 presenters on food and farming, natural food and organic food and farming, and also the environment. And that includes, your water systems, your land systems, natural homes, all of that. So we've done that for 5 years. During the time of the lockdowns, we did webinars, and they proved to, give more value than just one presenter who's doing something for half an hour, 45 minutes. So the first hour we had four panelists, and three rounds of the panel. And after that, the next hour with the audience, Q&A, which it goes really deep over there with the, really pointed questions from the audience. So all of these recordings are free, to watch on our website, theneworthsummit.com. And so it's become like kind of a mini university where you get all the, natural living sciences. And being an engineer, and knowing the entire, raw materials to finished goods, and that finished goods is somebody else's raw material, and then it, gets to finished goods. So supply chain engineering for complex manufacturing, advanced planning and scheduling systems, that's what I was into. And I spent about 10 years in the stock market also on the side. So I understood financials, I understood manufacturing, and I realized in 2019 that there are very strong centralized systems in the world built by capitalists and transnational corporations that are actually doing a lot of damage to the, to health and the entire ecosystem. And from then itself, starting of 2019, we started devising decentralized systems so that how can people, have their own independent and local, healthy water, healthy food, local natural medicine systems. And then how can you create what's called ABCD, asset-based community development, you see? And so how you can create local jobs and goods and services. Because if you take a geography, what do you finally have? If you're a small state like Goa, it's all about whoever lives in Goa. It is people need, certain goods and services, and a set of people make them. That's all. It is just a, confluence of the merger of people who produce and people who take that demand, use that demand. So that's what has turned out to be now shockingly the actual solution for the current world problems. And as you know, people are all trying to go local. Because in the centralized controls, monopolistic systems, the water's, contaminant, toxic, the food is toxic, medicine system is fake, all of that. So it's been an amazing journey for me and all of my groups that are there, across the country. We've been sharing, learning, experimenting, trying out things together. And that's what I call, we have 10 groups in India. That's our Earth Keepers community. And right now we had released one of our main videos called Making New Earth. In that, it's trying to explain to the common man how all these, you know, problems have occurred in the world over the last 300 years. And, you know, what are the solutions to it and how every person can participate in, you know, whether in the actions, you know, in their village, city, sound, you know, town or state. And we've devised 21 committees for every state in this country in India. And so we have those groups and people are working towards them. One of them is the Integrative Medicine and Health Committee. We have it in Goa and we have it at the national level too. And so there is, you know, Food and Farming Committee and Natural Homes and Architecture Committee. Even the places where we felt there's a lacuna and, you know, people are suffering or are in need. So we have a Youth Welfare Committee, Senior Citizens Welfare Committee, then a Holistic Education Committee, right? So the Holistic Education Committee is to do with all the natural sciences, you know. And so we have, through these committees, we have plans of setting up a online university as well as a physical university in this country. And also a TV channel, you know, dedicated. So 21 TV channels on for each of these committees. And these committees have domain experts. That is people who have already done the work, you know, for 10, 20, 30 years. So we bring them on the panel. So it's a democratic system where people nominate, members to their state committees to take care of these, you know, various problems. So that's where I am now, pretty busy with our different committees. And there are other organizations also who are looking at the amazing value that we have, you know, brought to the fore. And I will be in Delhi this week meeting with four of those organizations, because some of them have, you know, one organization is the Crime Free Bharat Mission. So they really like our system as well, and they want to integrate with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, so looking forward to all of this, you know, collaboration and integration for a better, better future, not only for, you know, India, but all of the country. Mm-hmm. The systems that we have designed, you know, are for the whole world. It's for every village, city, state of any country. Mm-hmm. But since, you know, we've all worked over here mostly in India, so we're trying to get it, you know, implement it here first. And if any other, you know, state or country, if we succeed and do well, then, you know, people can always emulate. All our platforms and our groups are all open groups, and, you know, people can learn anytime and also share with us their ideas. We are very open to learning, you know, better systems as well.
Wow. What an amazing, amazing journey. And thank you for everything that you're doing for our home, you know, our divine planet, our Supreme Mother, Gaia.
Yes, you know, and that's the, you know, the first line. If you see my book, Become Healthier Extinct, as you open it, that's the title of the book at least. And the next line that you read in the book is Seeking Symbiosis with Mother Earth. Because even before I started the work on, you know, farming and environment and all, when I was doing mind, body, spirit medicine, right, I realized that so much of, you know, from where we come, our physical bodies, the nutrition, the plants, the entire ecosystem. And I could realize that, you know, we are out of sync with Mother Earth at a very deep degree. And this is the reason for our sicknesses and also our environmental problems. And, you know, we've been taken out through this, you know, industrial revolution and all that from indigenous lands, from the land, and been put in cities. And we're getting different altered sciences. You see, that's how we've got out of sync. We live in an artificial world and we're out of sync with Mother Earth. You know, the indigenous tribes, you know, even if you find some people in the Amazon forest, even now, or the Aborigines, they are still with the natural sciences and they do not damage the earth or any of the five elements. But we are doing all of this damage here. So I really understood right from 2011-12 that it's a deep disconnect with Mother Earth and natural law. And we need to get back to that. So my book has got all of that, what I call natural living sciences, as compared to artificial laboratory sciences that modern medicine and all use.
So your book is available. It's on Amazon. How can people get your book?
Yes, it's my main website is darryldisouza.com. In fact, when I started, I made my first website, Become Healthy or Extinct, the name of the book, right? And at the same time, I made a spiritual website as well. So I had those two websites. And then after a couple of years, I realized I made the organic market website. And then after a couple of years, another website. Then I said, how are people going to find these four or five websites? So then I realized I made darryldisouza.com. And on that, now you'll see in different sections, just one long page. And the first is my health website. So if you click on that image or any of the wordings, it'll open the health website. And on the health website, the first page, you can, download my book. It's a PDF. It's a free download. And then on the main website, again, there's my spiritual website, other projects that I've done, Making New Earth project. And, so all of that is there. But the book is on this website, Become Healthy or Extinct. And the reason I kept it a free download is at that time, especially because I went through my own journey and I realized, that sickness is a result of the lack of right information. If I'd got the right teachings during my childhood or in school, what is healthy food, what are good habits, bad habits, and all of that, I would never have fallen sick. And I said, like people say, it's you have a right to breathe air. Air should be free, otherwise. And also, Swaraj is my birthright and all of that. And I just felt that, the right information to wellness is everybody's birthright, And if you don't have it, you are bound to fall sick at some time. So that's why I kept the book, free download. And then, of course, people liked it so much. So whoever wanted to have a permanent copy, they wanted prints. Then I got the book, I got into printing the book. And of course, that costs money. So I, for the printed version, you have to pay for that. And till date, so one of the leading magazine houses in India, Life Positive Foundation, they had taken up my book for printing, and we had even done a contract. But then they realized that my book is free on the internet, and they said there's no publishing model that will allow you to have a free download of your book, and with no so then they said you'd have to take it down from the website. You see, we can't do this. Publish it for you. But I turned that down. I said no, the book will always be free. And so I do the printing, publishing, everything myself.
Wow, that's very, very divine and very humble of you to give this information for free to all those people who need, who
Yes,
trying
yes.
to get
And
healthy and sick.
Yeah, the good news is that probably in a month's time, a month and a half, I'm coming out with the next edition of the book, which will be the seventh edition, actually. Every time, I've put out one edition and I've given some good information and people have been asking more, some more details on certain sections. I take all their questions, I compile it, and then I give those answers in the next edition. So I make, it gets deeper every time. So this time I'm having another five chapters in the book, and one is chapters on the integrative medicine and healthcare system that I have been working with, doctors and healers and therapists in India and across the world. And the detailed designs that I've done in it is what I presented in 2021 November at the BRICS Nations Summit on healthcare. So that's the chapter that I'm going to put it in the book also, because people need to understand the new format of holistic medicine. It's a decentralized system as well. People don't have to travel to the city. You need to go to the village into a healing space where you have this mind, body, spirit, natural wellness center. I was running a center like this in my house right from 2015, collaborating with other therapists also to make it, a mind, body, spirit system for diagnosis and healing. And I did that for 5 years. And in 2020, a friend in our village who read my book and really liked it and, got some health benefits himself, he offered me his property, which was 4.5 acres. And I started, setting up a wellness center there. We made a built, I designed a greenhouse. We started doing organic farming there, creating a meditation center, youth center, wellness center. Because that's the vision and the design, that your wellness center also needs to be a basic, health home sciences and health sciences education center as well. So in those centers, we are teaching people how to make healthy food, how to grow your own food, how to purify water, how to make, natural home cleaners, and EM, how to biodegrade your gray water and black water systems to make it nutritional water for your plants. You see, so everything that's got to do with, a local, holistic, natural life, that's what we have felt that needs to go out through those centers. So, yeah, so we are on our way to, setting up more centers like this in Goa and across the country as well. We would have started on it, but COVID, came in between and a lot of, things got stuck. But hopefully we will, go forward and do it.
Yeah, and how do people reach out, if they want to go to one of your centers, from Europe, from the US, Canada?
Okay, so yeah, right now my center, in fact, my center in Goa is not running right now. We stopped it in the middle of COVID because I started giving more attention to, this the bigger problems that are happening right now. So I think I will restart it maybe, by the end of the year if this, world situation and all comes to in a better kind of condition. Right. Otherwise, for now, for people who want to learn, my book is a free download. I have an online workshop that anybody can attend. Its link is there in my website, Become Healthy or Extinct. There's a tab called Health Workshops. So anybody can, it's a 20-hour workshop and people can take their own time to do it, 2, 3 hours a day. That workshop teaches them all of these sciences, diet and nutrition, acupressure, how to use herbs for healing. Basically, it's to help you reverse chronic illnesses, with natural integrated therapies. And then beyond that, yeah, I would advise people to watch my YouTube channel. There are many videos where I'm doing, presenting cures also, reversal of diabetes and so many other programs. And then beyond that is the New Earth Summit website, where, so many every year. Since we did the webinars, we had 200 analysts each year when it went online. So that is 2020, 21, 20, sorry, not 20. Yeah, 2019 was a physical summit here in Goa, and 20 was online, 21 was online, 22 was online as well. And 23, we did it as a physical summit here in Goa. Yeah. And that one has got the formation of our committees and all of that. But yeah, a lot of learning. Anybody who wants to learn, how to reverse illnesses, there are lectures and presentations on the summit as well about organic farming too, and natural home systems, water systems, waste treatment systems, all of that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, thank you for sharing all that and amazing projects you're working on.
Welcome.
And keep us posted on your clinic. I'm sure there will be, people in our audience interested, maybe going for a retreat at your clinic,
Yes. I plan to
and
do I have been doing a, 1 week retreat, a mind, body, spirit retreat, since 2012. Every year I do one in, somewhere in November. Sometimes in Goa, sometimes in other places in India. But again, during COVID, because of the lockdowns, I stopped doing them. And since 2020, I have not done them. Let me see, in this year, I plan to do it, in November.
Okay. Well, it's been amazing talking to you. I could spend maybe another hour talking to you, but we're running out of time. So I know you have a free gift to offer people? Do you want to share that with the audience?
Yes, I had sent the details earlier. If you have the dates with you, I don't remember them right now.
Yeah, it's
But
about
yeah.
your Telegram channel.
Yes, I have a Telegram channel. It's called, if you search on Telegram without any full stops or commas, it's Daryl D'Souza channel. You can join that channel. There are about 2,500 people on that. And have I mentioned a date? So on that date, I will do a live session for everyone, a couple of hours, where I will answer, you know, everybody's questions. And I will also share the new edition of our video, Making New Earth, which will give people, you know, an idea, a very clear idea of how, what are the actions that they can do at a personal level to, you know, help change the situation of the world. Because it is only through our participation and our hands, you know, we have been manipulated in many ways over the last 200 years to, you know, for example, keep on buying allopathic medicines that do not cure you, but, you know, make big money for the allopathic big pharma industry. Whereas the alternative was that if you had given me the natural healthcare sciences, I would sit at home and cure myself, right? So these kind of actions, you know, what can you do with your food system, with your health system? What can you do with your time? Time is very important right now to build the right kind of, you know, skill sets in you that are part of the work, you know, making new earth, right? So what are those natural talents, natural organic skills of making food, growing food, natural homes, you know, all of that, that are valuable for our future? And I see our future as one that we, the people, create ourselves. We select our own spaces, the land. As long as land has water, you can create entirely new communities. So for that, you need those skills, you know. So that's also what I will talk about during that, you know, session.
Okay.
Right. Do you have the date? Ami, do you have the date that I mentioned? So I'll stick to that date.
No, but we'll post it on the portal.
On the channel. Okay.
So
okay, fine.
For the audience, the free gift will be available. It's available beneath the video here, the recording, and any dates, you know, will also be shared with everybody. So
yes, so what I would like to say, and in fact, I'll stick to that date because I'm traveling, you know, for the next 10 days. And I just have to pick 15 days from now because I'll be back in Goa and everything on 17th. So yes, probably April, you know, April 22nd or 23rd, Saturday, Sunday is the time that I will do, you know, a couple of online sessions that will be free for everyone. You know, so yeah, all that people have to do is join my Telegram channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daryl D'Souza channel.
Okay, so yeah, join Daryl's Telegram, and all the Daryl's website will be available as well beneath the recording. So all the information, please go on to Daryl's website, check out all the project program he's doing, this holistic approach to wellness. It's just amazing, you know, like we need to get to the root of the cause, you know, and not just treat the illness itself with the allopathic. And like you mentioned, Daryl, it's really getting to the root and holistically, you know, healing
yes.
ourselves and taking control of our health, of our lives. And yeah, and that's the new earth way, you know, building our communities, getting local.
So what will be there in our video and what I will also explain in that session is, you know, basically for the common man, there are just two things that you have to do. And one is the personal actions that I will share, which will also be in our video, that you can do in your own home. Okay. So that's the point I was talking about. You know, it is through our consumerism and our participation that all of these things have happened. So it's a personal audit, you know. For example, I'll just give you an example. It's the toothbrush. You know, in the morning you get up this toothbrush, you have to ask it three questions. Okay. So, you know, what material is this toothbrush made of? You know, what is the process? Has it come from chemicals? You know, plastic, petrochemicals, holes in the earth, that you should relate to that. You know, they're digging, you know, the oil out. Instead of that, can I have a bamboo toothbrush with, you know, corn bristles, right? So from a unhealthy to a healthy version of the toothbrush, right? Secondly, is that if you think about local economy, now there's a bigger design to this entire, you know, things that are going on the earth. For example, I have clearly explained, we put it in our video making your the biggest damage to this planet in terms of taking out non-renewable resources from the earth, biggest damage to our health, the biggest the highest amount of pollution of the air, the water and the soil. All of this comes from one simple activity, which is the daily activity, that is getting food to your mouth. Getting food to your mouth. If you do it locally, like an organic farm, like I had, you know, was hosting the market of our 7-8 organic farmer friends. All their farms were close by. We used to come, have an open market, sell it to the people, right? No transportation, no packing, no vehicles, nothing involved at all, right? So if you can do that, right, make food locally and, you know, consume it locally, you know, what is harvested at 7 a.m. in the morning is on your, you know, lunch table at 12 o'clock and also at dinner. So many things cut out. You can bring down the biggest damage to the earth just by that one. So like this, we explain many things of choices. So about that toothbrush, it is, you know, so this toothbrush or the mirror or the fridge, you know, where has it come from? Has it come from a different country over so many miles and so much of transport and all that? Or is it a local product? And the third is, where's the money going, right? Is the money going to big, powerful corporations who don't care anything else but just make, commercial products that are not good for the environment, right? And the last is this, is it damaging the environment or not, you know? So when something is about natural, something, you know, about our health and where the money is going. So you're just sitting in your house and you're changing. Next time you don't buy that toothbrush, you buy a different kind of toothbrush or your floor cleaner or your clothes that you wear, right? It even goes to the extent of the job that you do. It's all about yourself. So by changing these personal choices, you can come out of a destructive and exploitative system and you can come into natural, organic and local systems that make your community, your state and your country prosperous, right? So that's personal work. So that's what we will be sharing more about. And the next is when you think of, okay, I'm doing my part, but what about the government? What about the policies? And so the next part is the solution is that how you nominate your domain experts in your state to take care of these problems. They will work on, you know, government policy, state policy and all to fix all your problems. Okay. So it's as simple as that. A personal audit and changing some actions and just nominating right people to your state. So it's a parallel system. They work with the government. They put peer pressure, you know, on the government. It helps change policy. We've already done a couple of things like this in Goa. So we are speaking from experience. The system works, right?
Wow. Amazing, amazing. Yeah, thank you for that. You do. Yeah, we have to cooperate with communities, yeah, with the government, with the local councils, so, and communicate and cooperate with our Divine Mother as well. We have to live in harmony,
yes.
Yeah, with the whole. We are part of the whole. We're not right. Separate from
and yeah,
the
and
place, you know, where we are living.
Yeah, so that's, you know, what we've had. We've been, I wouldn't say lucky. Of course, we've been lucky, but we've also put out the right kind of energy, you know, which is organic. You know, we play the right kind of tunes, and that brings the light kind of collaborators and people who have done great work. So that's where the natural sciences come in. And natural sciences are only based on natural law and what you can say the law of one, which has, you know, the earth and Gaia as, you know, its bedrock, as the foundation. So it's been a wonderful journey. Yeah. And, you know, I'm very clear that we are going to see much better days, much more beautiful time ahead. Many amazing people are going to come forth, you know, who have just still been holding back and have had a little sentiment, you know, negative sentiment with the current phase of what's going on. But there are many amazing people I know across the world who are working towards a more natural, organic and beautiful life. And I think that's what we deserve, and that's what we are definitely would have.
Beautiful closing to this beautiful session. So thank you very much, Daryl, and
thank you, Ami. It's
thank
been
you
it's been
for
wonderful.
listening.
It's been joy just sharing all of this work on your platform as well.
Okay. So
Thank
thank
you.
you, everyone, and goodbye.
Goodbye.